So in 1960, I started as a very nervous 15-year-old. The first department I went into was hosiery, where you had bent back chairs where the customers sat when you served them. Do you remember the bent back? Everything was in trays, from Lyle stockings to bed socks. And the customers in those days could actually try the stockings on to see what they looked like on their legs.
Lovely.
And then there was the glove department. Anyway, the gloves are all in drawers, from leathers to ostrich skins. And
oh, yes.
Everything.
Yes.
And you had to tilt the gloves before the customer put her hand in, so it slid into the glove very nicely. And then there was the handbag department with many, many different styles of handbags. I always remember the crocodile skin, because it always smelled. And then I worked with a very old lady, Miss Woolley.
Oh, I know Miss Woolley.
Well, I thought Miss Woolley was old, but I think actually when I think back on it, Miss Woolley wasn't old at that time.
Miss Woolley lived in the hostel, didn't she?
She did. And she had very white hair.
That's right.
Which I think gave her the appearance of being old.
Old.
There was nothing anyone could not know from her about handbags.
No.
And then I did the shoe department for a little while, because that was opposite the handbags.
Mm.
Then I went to fashion accessories, which was handkerchiefs, scarves, silk flowers to accessorise your clothes with, and all the handkerchiefs were laid out in drawers, and you had to put them straight every day in line. Can you imagine, as a 15-year-old girl, you thought that was
a pain
beyond belief. Then from there I went on to the haberdashery department. Art needlework, wool, buttons, notions. How do you explain notions?
No idea.
Ribbons?
It also had, was you there when it had lampshades and lace?
I see that. Do they come under notions?
I don't know. That was where I first started, before you came around there. I was on lace and I was on the lampshade making department. You had to go and learn how to make one.
Well, yes, I remember doing a lampshade with organza, and you had
that's
to pleat
right.
it all.
Yes, yeah,
on
that's
the
right.
cross, on the bars.
Yes.
And then they were on display so the customers could see what you could...
what they could do.
...do with their lampshades.
That's
on.
Right.
And stock taking was the worst, when one had to count the buttons, every single button.
True.
And art needlework consisted of everything to do with embroidery.
Tapestries, a lot of
tapestries. Chair bags.
Oh, yes.
To embroider.
Yes.
Tablecloths to embroider. And transfers. We used to sell the transfers.
Oh, yes. We used to sell, when people did smocking, didn't we?
Yeah.
We used to sell the transfers for that.
For the smocking dots.
That's right. It was really
now
the thing, wasn't
it? So that's how one kept oneself afloat in the 1960s.
What was that, knitting?
And then on the haberdashery counter, it consisted of, you used to sell hooks and knives separately, not on the cards or the packets that you buy now. Darning wool.
Filene.
Yeah. The Petersham to go in the waistbands. Yeah, bass bindings. Bits to put on the bras.
Silcos.
Suspender buttons. Oh, I've forgotten suspender buttons. When you didn't have a sixpence to put in your suspender. Of the bygone day, really, you don't really find those sort of anymore, do you?
No.
Inexpensive dresses and aprons and pinafores. Granny's crossover apron.
Wasn't that on the notion
bit?
Coat hangers we used to have as well, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, coat hangers.
Shoe polish.
Shoe brushes.
Yes, yeah.
And shoe dye, they used to come in and the girls would change the colour of their shoes each week to match their outfits, because you could only afford one pair of shoes.
Yeah. Pyjama cords and dressing gown cords.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Really old-fashioned pyjama.
Hairpins.
Yes. Nets. Do we have hair nets?
Oh, yeah. And the artificial buns, you know,
yeah,
that you make
yeah.
to put in your hair to make a bun. They were on the...
They were the thing
bun.
Then, weren't they?
Yeah.
I don't sell... buckram things that you could make a hat.
Oh, yes, hat shapes.
Yeah.
You could buy it and mould it onto
something,
as well as the pre-cast shapes that you covered yourself.
Mm.
I also remember that we sold the wool in shanks.
And you had to stand there like
up
this.
And you had to stand there with your hands while someone wound it into the bulbs. And the name tapes.
Cash's name tapes.
Yeah, we also did starch in that because I used to buy my starch there to stiffen my petticoats.
That's right, yes. Yeah. Because when that was all there was a lace department which was attached to that, which I used to be on around the other side. And that used to sell all this net, because that was when you had these stiff net petticoats, as well as lace, because that was when brides still had lace wedding dresses. They used to sell a lot of lace. And also a lot of edging lace. When they made babies, christening robes and things, they'd come in and buy all this lace, wouldn't they?
Another era.
It is, isn't it? You wouldn't see a lace department there, would you? I think that department had more customers than the rest of the shop put together, didn't it? Because that was why it was at the back of the shop, it brought people in.
Because everyone made their clothes in those days, didn't they?
Yes.